Hi, I'm Rob Lane from AEP Systems, and I'm here to talk to you about SSL VPNs today. I think this SSL VPN a year ago was seen very much as an emerging technology and a potential growth market. I think looking at SSL VPNs today, we can definitely say that the technology has arrived and is in widespread usage. And what I'd like to do is just talk to you a little bit about how I see SSL VPNs being particularly attractive to small and medium-sized businesses, where traditionally those businesses have probably enabled remote access using something like a homegrown solution, where they've perhaps built a specific email solution using their web server, customized their firewall to provide a level of security. With an SSL VPN, I think they get a pervasive solution for all their users relatively quickly, and I think with the products maturing, they can get it at a very affordable price as well. Perhaps to just give you a little bit of background, in order to enable remote access, people have traditionally been very worried about the level of security of people coming in, and it's been very sort of closely guarded, so that only people with a number of sort of security attributes would be allowed to come in. And a technique called IPsec has been the prevalent remote access technique until recently. IPsec is a relatively costly deployment, in that it's quite costly to set up and manage, and requires frequent intervention by security administrators or IT administrators. SSL VPNs take a lot of that away, because they use the fact that SSL is very widely deployed on PCs and browsers anywhere, so that you can actually gain access using SSL VPN, say from an internet cafe, from an airport terminal, from a PDA, as well as from the more traditional laptops or home PCs. If you take that benefit of SSL VPN, it means that you can actually deploy it with a lot simpler deployment model. And what's happened is that a lot of vendors have then built a central gateway for SSL VPN access onto some sort of appliance, and then all the users log in from their browser through this appliance, which actually performs all the security checks. The benefit of deploying it this way means that you only need to open a single port on the firewall, so the firewall administration is a lot simpler. And then you can administer your user population behind the firewall using the SSL VPN appliance. When they first came in, I think they were targeted predominantly at enterprise users, and a lot of enterprises already had a remote access solution based on IPsec deployed. So it was seen as a complementary solution that enabled a much wider population to gain remote access. And the sort of issues people were addressing was how to provide a number of applications or access to a number of applications without a lot of sort of complex technology to support it. And the early SSL VPNs used downloadable applets to add application support, and they also provided end users with a range of access control mechanisms, from a simple user ID and password through sort of stronger authentication tokens, but they're very much sitting alongside the existing access control system. What we've found as the products have matured is that you can actually solve all of the remote access problems using SSL VPN, including the problems that IPsec is particularly good at addressing. And that allows you to move out into the smaller enterprises that perhaps hadn't deployed any strong remote access other than on a case-by-case basis, in a very simple and easy to deploy manner. And yet they get all the benefits that of user management, of strong access control, of security management that you can run from an SSL VPN appliance. And I think what we're seeing now is that the market is very much in a sort of maturing stage. A lot of the features that are now being added to the products are driven very much by user demand, and the sort of features that users want are perhaps better access from the internet cafe, although what that brings with it some security issues as well, which of course as SSL vendors need to address in parallel, and that's certainly happening. But I think the other concern with SSL VPN deployment is one of the security of the access point. And so there are a whole range of features being built into products today that allow the access point to be checked before access is allowed, and then the user would be granted a level of access depending on the strength of security at their access point. So if they're coming in from an internet cafe, they'd maybe only be allowed access to their email, but if they're coming in from a trusted end user device such as a corporate laptop, then it's possible to actually check the software that's running on that corporate laptop, validate it as an allowed device, and then give that user much wider access into the in-house network based on the fact that they've passed all those checks. Those sort of controls are typically built into the SSL VPN appliance these days and layered on top of the normal user access controls that go into the organisation. So perhaps just to summarise and bring it all back together, I think the SSL VPN market is now in a relatively mature stage. The products and solutions are certainly being rolled out, and I think SSL VPN brings a particular advantage to the sort of smaller and medium-sized businesses that want to enable remote access to their user population in an affordable manner.
This was a HelpNet Security Learning Session. Visit us at www.net-security.org.